This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Researchers in Israel are using artificial intelligence, AI, to search for the names of hundreds of thousands of Jewish victims who were killed in the Holocaust but are not mentioned in official memorials. This initiative comes as the world commemorates Yom HaShoah, or Holocaust Remembrance Day, where the 6 million Jews who were killed by the Nazis during World War II are remembered. The Yad Vashem World Holocaust Remembrance Center in Jerusalem has developed its own AI-powered software to aid in the search for these unnamed victims. To date, volunteers have collected information on 4.9 million individuals by examining statements, documents, film footage, cemeteries, and other records. Esther Fuchs-Brumer, head of software development at the center, explains that the process of manually searching for these victims is incredibly difficult and prone to human error. There are significant gaps in the existing 9 million records, as many victims were killed without anyone being left behind to tell their stories. Additionally, identifying victims and linking them to family members and dates requires extensive research, particularly in identifying duplicates and comparing multiple accounts. The AI system, developed over the past 2 years, is currently being tested and can sift through records in multiple languages, including English, Hebrew, German, and Russian. Fuchs-Brumer notes that the technology works quickly, examining hundreds of testimonies in just a few hours and providing accurate results. The system has already identified between 6 and 7 names with complete details for each testimony, 90% of which were previously unknown to the researchers. An example of the system's success is the discovery of information about Yehudit and Ruth Rosenbaum, twin sisters from Romania who were taken to Auschwitz. While Yehudit survived, Ruth was murdered. The researchers were able to gather additional information about Ruth from someone who met her in the camp, despite not being a family member. The current trial phase involves testing on 400 out of 30,000 testimonies, many of which include 3-hour-long recorded videos of survivors. So far, 1,500 new names have been added, and more are expected as the system is used on all 30,000 testimonies. The next phase of the trial will involve examining diaries. The researchers are optimistic that this AI system will provide new insights into the stories of victims, including young children whose stories may not have been known before. By utilizing technology to analyze and process vast amounts of data, Yad Vashem aims to ensure that the memories of Holocaust victims are preserved and honored,